Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
But right now, Rob, and you are, as you've told us, one of your most beloved possessions is your Hall of Fame vote. And today we found out that Alex Rodriguez and David Ortiz are on the new Hall of Fame ballot. So let's just put it out there. You voting for him? We know they've both been dogged by steroid. I mean, A-Rod admitted it.
Right, A-Rod and Big Poppy got caught, right, basically saying that, him and Manny Ramirez tested positive. Remember when they had that Mitchell report and their names were leaked out?
Right. His name was on the Mitchell report, right.
Right.
But he never admitted it publicly, did he?
No.
Right.
This is the tough part. I'm going to stay consistent, Chris. And my consistent pitch is if you didn't get suspended or busted by baseball, I do vote for you. Plain and simple.
Even if you think they did PED.
I'm just asking. No, I'm answering your question. Do you see what I'm saying? Like you can't be mad if you say, how could you not vote for Manny Ramirez?
Well,
Manny got busted twice, Chris, after baseball put the new rule in about, you know, remember, HGH and stuff that weren't on the original banned substance list, right? That was the list before they put it in, and it wasn't on it. But after they put it on the list, Manny got busted not once, Chris, but twice.
Okay.
And suspended. You see what I'm saying? Like,
I get that.
Okay. So,
do you think you vote for Barry Bonds?
I voted for Barry Bonds. I voted for Mark McGwire when he was on the ballot. He's
now,
no longer.
McGwire got caught,
right?
Doing PEDs.
He never got. Right? He never got suspended. He never got.
But he did get caught.
He admitted it.
I don't know how to pronounce it. Andro, right?
Right.
It was a report that it was in his locker room.
But he never
in his locker.
But he never
did he admit it?
He never got suspended. That's why he got my vote.
But I get you. He didn't get officially suspended.
No, he didn't admit it. Remember, he pleaded the fifth when they had the Senate hearings. Right.
Right. But it was. It was reports that he did it.
Right. No, he did not admit it.
See, I think I get what your basic rule is if you tested positive and got suspended, you don't vote for him.
Yes.
But there are guys that you and most people believe did PEDs but didn't get caught that you vote for.
Yeah, I mean, I'm giving you the three guys. McGwire, Bonds, Clemens, I vote for Sosa, and I vote for Gary Sheffield. Those are the guys I vote for. Who I haven't voted for were Manny Ramirez, Rafael Palmeiro. And then think about this, Chris. Here's the other thing. Pudge's name was out there with the big, right, Canseco book.
Yep.
Pudge got in on the first ballot despite Canseco saying he used to stick Pudge with the needle.
Right.
And he still got in. You know, even if you're a casual baseball fan going back 10 or 15 years or 20 years, Mike Piazza's name, Chris, has always been linked.
Yes.
Correct?
Yep.
Mike Piazza's in the Hall of Fame. Jeff Bagwell from the Astros.
Yep.
His name was always out there. Jeff Bagwell got in. But again, all three of those guys never got busted by baseball. You see what I'm saying? Never.
No, I get it.
Tested positive under the test that baseball was running. So neither did Gary Sheffield, neither did Sosa. So my point is, I will continue to vote for those guys. I believe Bonds and Clemens will get in, Chris. This is their last shot.
Woo. And I believe they're in the 60%
range. 62, 61, 62. It's not uncommon.
You got to get 75?
Yeah, you need 75, but it's not uncommon.
That's a big jump.
We've seen other players do it, get the big jump, Chris, their last year, because this is it as far as being in by the writers. And I think if writers were really against Bonds and Clemens, like they were against McGuire and Sosa, those guys never came close to it. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, there's no support for those guys. No support for Gary Sheffield. They
but
never
don't
had
you think
those
that's
numbers.
Just because Clemens and Bonds were better players.
I think also that they also realize that when you tell that story of the greatest in baseball, Bonds and Clemens belong.
Oh,
Bonds
absolutely.
And Clemens were both star players before this era started.
Well, here's the thing, right? And that's where, and I think you made a lot of sense. I get it. We don't know
trying to negotiate.
Was using
you're right.
PEDs,
trying to navigate,
right?
Chris, because it ain't
right.
easy.
So you can only just say, look, if you got caught, then that's it. Otherwise, I don't know, right? You can't base everything on reports or
rumors
anonymous
and hearsay,
sources.
Right?
And, right. I get that. Now, I agree with you that I believe Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens were great players before we think they used PEDs, right? Because they were, I mean, Bonds came in, he was great as a younger player, and so was Clemens. And you can actually point to a time based on circumstantial evidence where you think, okay, this is when Bonds started using, right? This is when Clemens started using.
Right.
But we don't know, Rob. I mean, what we're basing a lot of that on size, on production. You know, I mean, it's possible that Gary Sheffield, and I don't know that he was, I'm not saying he was doing it, doing PEDs.
And remember,
he's been accused of doing it, but he was never a big, you know what I mean? He was never like had this huge growth spurt.
No.
Like a Bond.
But he was working out with Bonds. That's where, you
right.
remember, he was working out with Bonds.
But I'm just saying, like, you, there are guys that aren't huge or don't grow incredibly that were doing PEDs. You know what I'm saying? That's my point. So we look at particularly Bonds and say, oh, look at him. He was so small when he was a younger player.
Right.
But he could have technically been doing it. I don't think he was, but he could have been. So I'm just saying that kind of falls into the area of, well, we don't know either. Here's where I stand, Rob. And I mean, you never want to reward cheaters. I get all that. But the era was so tainted.
Right.
And let's be honest, and I'm not trying to cast aspersions on any of the legends from yesteryear, but there have been stories. Is Tom House, the old pitcher, right? You know, he's come
That's
out
there. That's a story that doesn't get enough play, Chris.
Yeah, no, it doesn't.
It
he
doesn't.
Says all of them would take what they called greenies. You know this better than me. In the locker room and pop them
M&M's.
Some candy. Yeah, M&M's. And those are amphetamines that are banned today.
Yep.
And they
It was commonplace.
And then he even talked about beyond that. He said guys were trying steroids. Guys were doing all types of stuff in the 60s and 70s. And I believe it because when I played high school sports in the early 80s,
people were doing
there were guys, doing steroids. So God, steroids were.
Can I give you one guy, Chris, you could look at and there's no proof or anything, but there's one guy and look him up real quick. But Davey Johnson, whose record just got broken for the most home runs by a second baseman. If you look at Davey Johnson, they say that Atlanta Braves team with Tom House, right, when he was a player, he had the all-time record. Marcus Semien broke it this year. He hit 45, but for a long time,
right.
Davey Johnson held a record with 43 home runs for a second baseman, which is a lot.
Right.
But Chris,
and that came out of nowhere.
Look at what before he got to Atlanta. If you got it, can you call up his stats? Look at what how many home runs he had the year before, and then you
Rob,
look at it.
No other year of his career did he hit more than 18. And the year before he hit 43, he hit 5.
Yeah, he hit 5. He went from 5 to 43.
No, is that a rumor? That's talk out there that he was.
That team with House or whatever. House was on that team.
Yeah. I see what you're saying. Yep. There you go. Yeah. So I here's what I feel like, Rob. I feel like you just need to put the guys in that deserve it based on their production.
It's hard that A-Rod is one of the great players, and the same thing with Ortiz.
You can't tell the story of baseball without Barry Bonds.
No,
you can't. Or without Roger Clemens, or even without David Ortiz, just because of what he did in Boston.
Dude, they hadn't won a World Series in 100 years, and he won, what, three of them?
Yep. So you got, like, and so what I think, Rob, is you put them in, and if they got busted, or if they're strong enough, and obviously there is with Bonds, and then, you know.
Right, because Bonds is the Balco investigation. He's like what happened to John Gruden, Chris. They were investigating Balco and stumbled on to Barry Bonds' name.
Yep.
They weren't investigating Bonds.
Right. So I think you put them in, and on their plaque in the actual Hall of Fame, you're talking about them, but you also have an asterisk, a literal asterisk, and you explain, you know, in whatever words you want to use, you know, there was controversy about this player that he used PEDs. He played in an era where steroid use was widespread. You know, however you want to word it.
Steroid era, the way we call up the dead ball era, the high mound era when Sandy Koufax and those guys, Bob Gibson. Remember, they dominated. The mound was higher.
When the mound was
lowered
higher.
Right.
Yep. I think that's what you got to do. Because like you said, I applaud you for trying to navigate these waters. You know,
rather
better than
saying
some
no
people
to
that
everybody.
Just black and white. Right. You're saying no to, like, legends.
Right.
Okay? But you're going through, like, look at the circles you got to go through. You know what I'm saying? It's just too crazy. And, you know, so that's how I would do it. That's how I would handle it.
Yeah, no, I got it. I mean, I think you can put them on. You can talk about it. It's just like Major League Baseball, right? We don't, and I'm not saying it's the same. I'm just, we don't discount Babe Ruth. He played in the segregation era, Chris.
Right.
Against no
he
black
didn't face
or Hispanic
the best
players.
Competition that was
right.
out there.
Some of the best players are Hispanic and black, right?
Yep.
He never played
yep.
against any.
Yep.
We don't diminish what Babe Ruth did. We identify
Ty
it
Cobb,
as the segregation
Williams, all these guys,
yep. era, right? That's what it was.
And now they're obviously, you know, putting Negro League players in yep. the hall and even
and
putting their
stats.
Statistics on, like officially acknowledging their stats and stuff. So, yeah, I think that's how you deal with it. And you hope that it doesn't kind of open the floodgates. I don't know what guys are doing today. I don't know if you have a feel for how much guys.
Yeah,
might
I mean,
be
I'm,
using.
There's always people trying to test the system. You know that.
Right.
Always for
right.
an advantage. But, you know, there's penalties that come with it. We haven't seen that many.
Right. So
not
you hope
like
it
we
doesn't
were.
Encourage guys again, you know what I mean? To be like,
right.
oh, you're getting in the Hall of Fame. Because, Rob, I've always said this. That obviously, there's a temptation to use PEDs. So you can be a better player, right? So you can become a star.
And you can stay on the field longer and play. You know, like
right.
that's the big
and that's
recovery.
A big part of it.
Yes.
Right. But also, Rob, I mean, and let's keep it real. And I'm not condoning it in any way. And I want to say I would never do it, you know. But you're talking about money. It's not just, I want to be an all-star. It could be the difference between you getting a $20 million contract and a $200 million contract.
Ask Ryan Braun, right, who just
right.
retired this year.
Right. I mean, that is, to me, that's the temptation for guys. Because they could be like, even if I get caught, I still got $200 million coming my way.
Right.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go to the NFL. And we saw in that big game on Sunday between the Chiefs and the Cowboys that Amari Cooper was out. And he was out for COVID because he's not vaccinated. And Rob G, he'll be out this Sunday as well, correct? He'll be out. I'm sorry, Thursday. Yeah, they play on Thanksgiving. He'll be out Thursday.
Right.
Yeah, for Thanksgiving, for the Thanksgiving Day game. I believe they play the Saints. And so, Raiders. I'm all mixed up right now. But he's missing the next game for the Cowboys, just like he missed the last one, which was obviously a big game. And Michael Irvin, Hall of Famer, Cowboy legend, one of the best receivers ever, went off on Amari Cooper. Now, we know Irvin is about getting a vaccination for football reasons, right? Like he said in the preseason, look, it's all about winning a championship, so get vaccinated so you'll be there for your team. And he pretty much reiterated that point in talking about Cooper and his absences with the Cowboys. Here he is.
Absolutely hot about it. Are you joking? I got a guy named Cedric Wilson catching passes who makes $2 million, and a guy named Noah Brown catching passes who makes $1 million, and I got a guy that makes $21 million on the bench or at home not playing. It's crazy. Our job as athletes is to try to remove any reason of not winning a Super Bowl. That's why I condition, so that the fatigue ain't the reason that I lose a Super Bowl. Then that's why I go over plays a million times, so a mistake is not the reason I lose a Super Bowl. So you have to try to mitigate any issue that could cause you a game or a Super Bowl, and COVID is one of them. You go get vaccinated to try to mitigate it best you can. Now, you can still get it even after you get vaccinated, but it's a different percentage, a chance of you getting it. And I need you to get that different percentage chance.
All right. He ain't wrong, Rob. I mean, the bottom line is your team is at a competitive disadvantage if you don't get vaccinated. Now, I'm vaccinated. I just went and got my booster last weekend. I think it was last week or two. Yeah, so we're with getting the vaccination. Guys can make their personal choice. Kyrie Irving, Aaron Rodgers, Lamar Jackson, they can do what they want. But there are consequences. And one of the consequences is that you're putting your team in jeopardy.
You know,
Kyrie Irving's put the Brooklyn Nets aren't as good as they should be because they're without one of their best players in Kyrie Irving. And I would say this to Irving. He's right. And obviously he bleeds Cowboy blue and white and silver. But Aaron Rodgers and Lamar Jackson are even more valuable to their teams than Amari Cooper is to the Cowboys. And he's valuable. Right. And so what he's saying to Cooper goes twofold, threefold for Rodgers and Jack. Can you imagine if something happens during the playoffs?
No, Chris, that's a great point. Right? That's a great point. And
my goodness.
And you might look back on the Packers season and what might cost them the number one seed in the NFC might have been that game they lost at Kansas City. I mean, in that time, you know what I mean, Chris? Like not normally playing Kansas City, but where they were at that time, right? And that defense gave up 13 points to Kansas City. And if
they would have scored more than seven with Aaron Rodgers.
So I'm saying, like, that game could come back to bite you. I think Michael Irvin, I'm with you. People have a right to make their own decision. But there are consequences. And there's also, Chris, I think what Michael Irvin is saying is right and fair from this standpoint. If you work at a store or a business or something, probably not going to change the bottom line for the company if you're not there.
Right.
But when you talk about teams.
And you're probably working from home. Let's keep it real.
Yeah, let's just keep
so
it real.
So you don't
real,
have
right.
to even.
Like right
you know,
now, right? You're working from
people.
Home. Right. But on a, in a team sport where every single player is very valuable, right? And it's a team. It has to work together, right? You need all your parts to be able to do it. I think there's a different obligation. And I do think that it does hurt. And now here you go, where Amari's going to miss another game, right?
Yep.
Cowboys lose this game. You might go back and think their season flipped, Chris, during this stretch. I'm not saying it's all on him. Dak didn't play well. He could have been in there, and Dak still could have had a bad day at the office, right? I'm not
right.
saying that.
But he does, and quickly, Rob, Amari Cooper does open things up for the other receivers. That's what being a number one, or if you think CeeDee Lamb's the number one, being a number one or number two guy does. It's just that simple. When you miss a player like that, it has ramifications. People might say, oh, he's just a wide receiver, even though he's good and this and that. No, it had ramifications. And, Rob, they only lost by 10.
Right.
The defense played well. So I'm not saying they would have won with Amari.
No. We're not saying that because we also saw Aaron Rodgers go to Arizona, right, without his three top wide receivers, Chris, right? Remember?
Right.
Who had it? Didn't they have COVID?
Devontae was out. Yeah, there was COVID there.
Yep. Right. And they were able to win, but – it ain't the way you want to do it, and now this will be a second game, and Amari is a big part, and I'm sure when Michael Irvin's mentioning that he makes $21 million, I don't know what my – the most – what do you think the most Michael Irvin made in 1995 or 6, Chris? I don't –
couple million? I don't even know. That's I don't re, – right. I don't remember what
– Rob, G, just look it thing. Up. What is the most money that Michael Irvin made in the season? And I don't –
that's a
1.3?
Nice little tangent, Rob, that people think of these great older players.
Oh, God. They didn't
like they think – they didn't – they made a lot of money at that
right,
time.
Right, and for that time. But they didn't have generational wealth.
Right. This money you make today, particularly in football and or basketball and baseball, it's generational money.
Right.
Like, you will not have to
You're Fernando Tatis, Chris, and they gave you $300 million at 23 years old.
Right. You're set.
Think about that.
You're set. And Dr. J and, you know, Kareem. Magic Johnson once told me, he's like, man, I didn't make hardly anything playing basketball. Now, he's almost a billionaire. But he's like, I didn't make anything playing basketball.
When he signed that deal with the Lakers, it was 25 years for $25 million.
Right. Which at the time was like, oh, my gosh. Lakers knew they were getting a steal, right? Obviously, they reworked his contract with him later.
Right.
But yeah, that's just a little tangent that the difference today and back in the day.
Well, Rob, you wanted to know the answer. Michael Irvin, the biggest contract he ever signed as an NFL player, 1995, 5 years, $12.3 million.
Wow.
So not even $3 million a year.
Nope.
And Grant, that's good money. If you're smart with
your
money,
he made right around 18 in his career. Right around 18.
No. Nobody's crying for Michael Irvin. $18 million. I'm like, ask the average Joe if they'd want to make $18 million in their lifetime.
Could you live off that for the rest? Right. If you invest smartly, you could. That could carry you, you know, for the rest of your life. But
because really, Chris, 18 is probably $9 million when you take agent and taxes, right? So that's like $9 million.
Yep. Yep.
I mean, he's got a long way to go. That's why he's working. You're not
for all
you
young. Well, no, that's what a lot of guys, especially and a lot of the former players, Rob, that work in the media, a lot of them weren't superstars.
No.
And they do need
a job.
Yeah, you're 35 roughly when you retire. And if you didn't make huge money, and let's just be real, a lot of times you're young, right? You're in your 20s when you're making a lot of money. So you're spending. You might not spend it all, but, you know, you're hanging out, having fun, spending
Chris,
your money.
What is that stat? 70% of NFL players are broke after 5 years?
Yeah, it's hard for me to believe that. But maybe you think about it, if you're including – like, again, most of the guys didn't get the huge payday.
No,
Rob.
Most, like,
so, yeah,
three quarters of the league, Chris, they don't make that money. Three quarters.
And if they're trying to hang out with the quarterback or the star receiver who's got this huge contract, because remember, Gilbert Arenas and Javaris Crittenden, when they got in a big, you know, brouhaha on the airplane, and the gun was later pulled out in the locker room. Crittenden was making like $1 million something a year. And Gilbert had this max contract. Crittenden should not be gambling with Gilbert Arenas.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
No, like, you're right.
But he's trying to live up to, yo, I got money too. I'm a big baller. And, you know, so, nah.
But you know why, Chris? Yeah. And the perfect example, you just said it. That's why there are different tables for high rollers in Vegas. They're not playing with the nickel ante guys, right? And can you imagine somebody messing up your hand by taking a hit? They aren't supposed to.
Right.
And you got $500,000 on the table? You would go, oh, God.
Yeah, you'd be having some fights up in there, some Isaiah Stewart action up in there. But, nah, but look, Mike Irvin, I he's right. Like you said, it's definitely a competitive disadvantage if you get a guy that gets nailed with COVID. And, Rob, I mean, Aaron Rodgers didn't think he was ever going to get COVID.
No, he did not.
He thought he was immunized. I'm not even trying to make fun of him, but – you know, if it happens at the wrong time, can you imagine that? Somebody gets it during the playoffs?
And there's a real possibility, Chris. I mean, if I'm Baltimore, I'm scared to death because Lamar's gotten it twice, hasn't he? He's gotten COVID twice.
I think he has had it twice. And he gets sick a lot. I don't know what
he is sick a lot. I
don't know
agree.
What that is. I don't know if his diet isn't what it should be, but you know he gets
he does seem to get sick a lot. I agree with you.
But that would be, man. I'd hate to see that. I don't care who the team was. I don't care if you know I was pulling against them or picked against them, whatever. I'd hate to see that, Rob. And again, guys are free to do what they want. And I do agree with this, Rob, because you see players aren't, from everything I've seen, most players are not down on their teammates that aren't vaccinated. Right? They're not going off on them. And I'm cool with that. I get that. But it's consequences for your team, and it could be consequences for other players. Because you know how this works, Rob. You win a Super Bowl, go deep in the playoffs, that helps the starter that nobody talks about. You know what I mean? He was a starting guard on a Super Bowl champion or an AFC champion. So it hurts other guys in the wallet. So there's a lot of things to consider when you're talking about other players not being vaccinated.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Let's go to the NFL. We've asked a few people about it. But here's what's going on down in Jacksonville. According to a report by CBS Sports NFL insider Jason Lockenfora, there's dissension among the Jaguars coaching staff about the best way to develop Trevor Lawrence. All right, Lawrence is having major trouble against the zone defenses, reading the defenses. He's 29th in the league, Rob, against the zone.
Wow.
And he's got 2 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. Yeah, it's been ugly when he's faced the zone. And most of the time,
why wouldn't anybody just stay in the zone against him, Chris?
Right, they're doing it 70% of the time.
Yeah,
when he drops back.
I would do that.
I mean, stay exactly what you're doing. And he struggled madly against the blitz. And I thought Randy Mueller made some great points, Rob, about he didn't face any of that in Clemson.
And
that's the
right
challenge that some of these guys from the power programs, particularly quarterbacks.
Because the players are just so much better.
Right.
They can just do, hey, go deep, Chris. Just run run a go pattern.
Just
seriously.
Run by this dude. Right.
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 He can't keep up with you.
Right. Absolutely. So he's struggling, and now they're talking about should we just go back to what he did in college? All right. And I'm with Randy Mueller on this, Rob. No, because he ran the ball. You know, he wasn't Lamar Jackson or anything like that. Jalen Hurts, nothing like that. But he did run a decent amount. He was a passer who could run. And he's a bigger target than Lamar Jackson. He's not as fast. He's not as elusive. He doesn't have the moves. And I think you put him in the RPO and all that, he's going to be getting hit. And I don't think that's the way to go. I think this guy is a true pocket passer who can run. And, Rob, I think it's as simple as this. Be patient. That's it.
Just
be
take
patient.
Your L's, dude. You're yes. not doing anything. What? Where are they off to? They need to get this guy going, Chris, and keep him out there and let him struggle. But don't go backwards. You got to go forward. You got to play pro set, right?
Totally agree. Totally agree.
What are you doing?
Man.
It doesn't make to go backwards.
It just shows, Rob, that the lack of patience today, and maybe the media, you know, onslaught, social media, talk shows all day, every day, radio, TV, debate show. Like, maybe that has a lot to do with the lack of patience now. But if you run an NFL team, you've got to insist to your group, look, we're not going to respond to every odd couple soliloquy.
Right.
We're not going to respond to every Colin Cowherd spiel or take that. You know, like,
yep.
we're not. Skip Bayless, Shannon, like, we're going to develop at our own pace, and if we lose a few games, if we take a few hits, we're not going to panic. And case in point, Rob, Josh Allen. Josh yep. Allen's first year, less than 53% of his passes completed.
Not 10 good.
Touchdowns, 12 interceptions. Right. His third year, he's an MVP candidate. His second year, only completed 58% of his passes.
And here's the other thing we talked about in our pre-show meeting. We won't ever see, we don't think so, right, Chris? We'll see an Aaron Rodgers sit for 3 years, like a player drafted in the first round who's going to sit. Now, obviously, they had Brett Favre. So you had a great quarterback, right? An all-time great in front of him. But I don't think guys getting drafted. Now, Jordan Love's not playing, Chris, but again, you got a great.
We don't think he's that good.
We don't think he's going to be right. Because we do. This is just my gut. Even as good as Aaron Rodgers is, and he's an all-time great, when he made the stink and didn't want to be there, and if you were the Packers and you really believed that, you know, LaFleur is this genius, and they drafted their – you didn't waste a draft pick, right? You drafted him to eventually play him, Chris, right?
Absolutely.
So if you drafted him and you believed that he was worth a first-round pick, and remember, they moved up. They even traded a pick to move up.
Yep.
So if you did all that, you had to say to yourself, this guy's something special. And there was the moment, Chris, the flinch, right? There was the moment. We could get a haul for Aaron Rodgers on draft day. What?
You're absolutely right.
And
we tried
didn't do it.
We haven't been in the Super Bowl in a decade.
Yep.
We had a great run.
Hey, he won a Super Bowl, whatever. Era. Yep. But we're going to try out all over again.
Yep. No, I agree with you. And yeah, what it is, Rob, and you know this, nowadays the thought process is when you get that quarterback, that rookie quarterback, on a rookie contract, right? And he's not making big money by NFL standards, certainly not by quarterback standards. That's when you've really got a shot, right? Build around him. You know, get your pieces around him and win your Super Bowl. Russell Wilson, Patrick Mahomes. But guess what? Those two are Hall of Famers, future Hall of Famers. It's not going to be that with every quarterback. Every quarterback, they came in pretty – I mean, Mahomes obviously sat his first year, but he obviously was ready his second year, and that was already a good team. Seattle, you know, Wilson came in ready, but Wilson was older and more mature, Rob, than a lot of these younger players that are coming in the league.
Right.
You know, so it's it's a copycat league, as they all are, and that's the model that – these teams are trying to follow, so they want to, you know, that they have lack of
patience. Talent. You got to have the talent in the quarterback spot to do that.
Right. Like, it's not going to happen with every college superstar who you draft high
because
he's ready.
Right. We talked about it, Chris. All those five quarterbacks from this past draft, they're not all going to be stars. It's just it's not going to happen.
Right. They are not, and that's five first-round drafts, five in the top 15.
Go look in the NFL in years gone by, all these guys who were drafted quarterbacks, they didn't all make it.
Absolutely.
Jamarcus Russell, Ryan Leaf.
Achilles Smith.
Right, we could go on and on and on. Dude, they didn't make it.